My job is to just close this service, but I want to teach you how to go back home tonight and be victorious in everything you do. Are you ready for the word? Are you sure, church? The person that sent the picture actually said, the guy is just waiting for the word. You want me to tell you the person? No, it doesn't matter. It's Pastor Buki. Romans chapter 8. Every nation is guided by laws.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When God put Adam on this planet, it gave Adam the blessing. You remember the blessing? We sing it in the mandate. Tell me. Tell me now. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. Subdue. And have dominion. Let's do it one more time. Come on now, church. You can do better. No, no, no. Watch your neighbor. Make sure they are saying it. Because you know why? If you're... Wait, wait, wait. If your neighbor does not know, then they will not know why they are here. Jemima said it right. She said, I'm here because North London needs me. That's called be fruitful. She now, even if she doesn't know what John chapter 1 or Luke chapter 10 says, she knows the mandate. If man does not fail in the mandate, we would not need John chapter 1. If man did not fail in the mandate, all the books we read will not be useful. So let's go. One more. I need you to know that even if you use the next one, you're thinking about what does this mean. You've got to know this. So let's go. One. You can do louder than that. Uh-huh. Multiply. Two, three. Four. And can we do it one more time until your neighbor that is here for the first time understands it or at least knows it? Number one. Uh-huh. 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 And then one more time. I love this. It's getting louder. Anything shorter than that in your life is not permitted. Anything less, you must not accept it. Even if a church tells you it's the will of God, the will of God cannot negate the will of God. The will of God cannot counter the mandate. So let's go one more time. Be. Uh-huh. Multiply. Replenish. Subdue. One more time, guys. I love it. One more time. Uh-huh. Multiply. Replenish. Subdue it. Shout hallelujah. So say with me, I am fruitful. I replenish the earth. I multiply. I subdue the earth. And I have dominion. Do you believe what you just said now? So when Adam came, the authority that was given to Adam are those five things. But then there is another law. This law God set in motion and said, Adam, the day you eat of that fruit, you will surely die. It's called the law of sin and death. The soul that sinneth shall die. It's a law. You know, when you get to different countries, there are different laws. If you obey them, they will benefit you. If you disobey them, a person goes to prison. Yes? So when Adam failed, a law was set. From then on, anyone that sins will die. Romans chapter 6 also tells us, for all have sinned. So when a child is born, it is not what the child does that makes the child a sinner. It is who the child is. Oh my God. Sin was committed for you before you were born. In Christ, righteousness was done for you before you became born again. I wish you heard me this morning. I'll keep it short. conclude this story of prosperity. In Romans chapter 8, if you have my kind of Bible, NIV, I want NIV and Message and TPT quickly. It began with an heading called the life in the spirit. Life of the spirit. What does yours say, man?
Life through the spirit.
I love that. Sorry. Life through. I want you to remember this now. On Thursday and Friday, we're searching for the lost world. Life. Everyone that is on the street, every multi-millionaire still walking their head out today looking for that hidden world, looking for life. And so we want to check this life because Jesus said, I am the way. We know the way. People know the way. They say about Jesus, Jesus is the way. Then when you're walking that way, you'll find truth. Truth is personal. There is a truth about your prosperity. What God, the key that you will operate in your life, that God will use to unlock your own prosperity, will be different from Onye's one. Are you listening to me? That's why it is the truth. Then we found out what is power, right? You remember power. What is power? Talk to me now. What is power? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Then what is the gospel? Saying in you, all nations. For God, the scripture foreseeing what Abraham will be, preached the gospel to Abraham, saying in you, all the nations. Okay, so we're on the same page now. I just want to show you one thing. Now, this life, I told you on Thursday and Friday that you see this life, right? It's the first advertisement for the kingdom. Not the way. If people know the life, they will find the way. The way is easy for you to follow now because there is a life that you see. But when Christians print shirts and flyers, they go out to talk about the way. No, show me the life and I'll follow the way. And when I encounter the truth, I won't stop because there's a life I'm looking for. A 10-year-old has a life. What is the life a 10-year-old is looking for? Acceptance. Love. It's a life. The ones that the parents have missed, you are the way for them to find that life. If I want to know this life, in you shall all the nations be blessed. Adam did not know what poverty or prosperity is. Prosperity for Adam was a normal life. Are you listening to me, friends? Adam did not need breakthroughs. You don't break through when you are already in charge. So there was no breakthrough seminar. It's not needed. There is no breakthrough anointing. In this house, it's not needed. I'm talking to people who have a mandate. You, if you are not witnessing what God has for you, check the mandate. What weakened the mandate, friends? Very simple. I want to show you now. So, on earth, the law was, if you sin, you die. The day Adam sinned, he died. And since then, no matter who you are, no matter how much you sing God, your name could be Moses or Elijah, you just will fall short. You will find a way to fall short. Now Jesus shows up on the scene. I told you about the temptation, you remember? Yes, that weakness is the way to power, you remember? Yes, just like humility is the way to elevation, you remember? Yes, huh? Yes, do you remember that? Yes, okay. So now Jesus shows up on the scene, obeys the law, created another system, or rather, establish or represent in the kingdom. You know the word represent is to represent, right? When you go out, you are representing something that has existed before. Pastor, what are you trying to do? I need you to walk out with a dominion mandate in your mind. You cannot fail. It is not possible. And you don't need anybody anointing you with the oil of success. Never. For what? I'm talking to Adam. Jesus never had doubt. Jesus's mission was so clear that even Satan knows what he came to get, the kingdoms of this world. He wasn't looking for a car, not a house. Now Jesus says this to us tonight. There is a law of sin and death, meaning, let me just simplify the law of sin and death. It means that you will be victims of bad situations that you did not create. I wish you heard that. You won't create it, but because the whole world is under the sway of sin and death, you'll be victim of poverty even though you did not create poverty. It's called the law. It's a law. You understand? As long as a person is born as human, that law operates in them, the things that they did not create. So when you hear stories that I was abused, I became angry because of this, because of that. They are victims of circumstances that did not emanate from them. But that does not justify you, because you could have also created that problem for another person. Do you understand that? They will be under the oppression of flesh. For the wider version of this message, when you get back home, go and listen to the message, Subdue the Flesh. I told you in that message, 2016, that the more you get control of the flesh, the more powerful you become. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Meaning that always you will like to do what you don't want to do. And the moment you have the power over what you want to do, and channel it to what you don't want to do, but it's right to do, then you're becoming powerful. But that's not my point today. Romans chapter 8, quickly, let's go. I want to close.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Now, those who are in life, there is no condemnation for you. Meaning there is nothing you've done in the past or that you can do that will make you condemned, because you are in life. I am the way. You remember now. The truth and the life. So there is another kind of life apart from the life you experience under this law. That's why you can't get into a country and they tell you something is not possible. Now, when they told you it's not possible, they are telling the truth. That is according to the law of life, but not the life in. Oh my God, are you listening to me? The person who told you it is impossible is stating facts. But there are two laws in Romans chapter 8. The law of sin and death. I told you, under the law of sin and death, you will be victims of what you did not create. Yes. Yes, it's a law. If you allow the power of sin to hold you down, you will operate under that law. So an unbeliever looks at something and says, this does not happen in London, or a Christian believer. I'm saying you are right. But there is no condemnation. Read on, sister, quickly.
There is now no condemnation
for
those who are in Christ
Jesus.
They
are in Christ Jesus. Why? For?
Because. Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit.
There is a law of the Spirit. That's why men parted seas. They entered into a superior law. It is a law. It operates in a country called Christ. There is a law that operates in Great Britain. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody today. There is a law in Great Britain. Yes. Yes. Now, if your own location is generational, age, there is a law too. Yes. They say at 16, this is what people do. That's a law. Yes. They don't do it because they created it. They do it because somebody did it. And in that world, there's a law. If you are living a wrong life, a law will catch up with you. Who am I talking to this afternoon? But there's another law. I love the fact that it calls it a law. It means, you know why? It means anyone who does it will get the reward of it. It is not you looking at Peter and saying he's better than me. It's a law. It's not looking at the person next to you and saying they are lucky or it is their destiny. It is a law. If you live in that country, that law applies to you. You don't get away with murder because you are lucky. No matter how long you get away from, you will be caught. You will serve time. It is a law. Whatever you've activated, sowing is a law. You don't understand. It is a law. Read on, sister, quickly now.
Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life,
oh my God,
has set you free from the law of sin and death.
Did I tell you about the law of sin and death? Adam activated the law of sin and death so that in this realm, men will fail, not because they committed the sin themselves, but because the world is governed by sin. So now, what causes poverty and crime and everything and failure outside is the law of sin and death. But God says to you today from scriptures that in Christ Jesus, you have been set free from the law that operates in the world. Why are you still under that law then? Every believer here should operate in the impossible. Whatever people say is impossible is where you should be found. Why? Because you operate with a different law. It's called the law of life. So Jesus was trying to show them the law of life. When all of a sudden in the middle of the sea, don't forget that Jesus said, I'm the way. In other words, if I control nature, the sea, you must control it. Every miracle Jesus did has significance. He walked on the water to tell them, I'm also in control of the seas, of the people. I can walk on them to get to where I need to get to. Are you listening to me? How did I know that he was walking upon people when he walked on that? The Bible says the heart of the kings are in the hands of the Lord, and as the waters, he leads them wherever he pleases. So I saw my master walk upon the waters. He's saying to you, it doesn't matter how clumsy the people are, there is a law that is superior than to gravity. Gravity is a law. Gravity is a law. But on the day that he was going to be taken up, the Bible says he stood amidst the hill and he told them, the works that I do shall you do, and greater works than this shall you do, because I go to the Father. So he said, when Peter wanted to touch him, he said, don't touch me yet because I haven't gone to the Father. I need to go to the Father to show the Father that to activate the code of the law of life. Read on, sister, quickly. For what the law was powerless to do. Why?
Because it was weakened by the flesh.
Look at the power of the flesh. The flesh was so powerful that God gave law and the flesh rendered it useless. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh. Those who carry the flesh, it doesn't matter what law you obey. Flesh will not let you reap the harvest of the seed you sowed. It's good that you are repenting. Awesome. But there's an issue there. Because it was weakened by the flesh. God did.
God did.
But thank God for this though.
God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
God sent his own son like. Are you ready for me, Pastor Dami? In the likeness of sinful flesh, to let you know that in that. I wish I had time, but listen to this. So I began to read about life. Everyone here this afternoon, looking for a life. You're looking for a true money, marriage. You think you'll have life in them. You're not going to. Most people's marriage make them lose lives. Lost their life now. Okay, just let's do this. We'll do midweek. Don't worry. Go on, man.
God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering.
Jesus was a sin offering. Wait till midweek. It was an offering, but it's an offering for the law of sin and death so that you can enter the other law. Read on, but this got to be midweek. And so
he condemned sin in the flesh.
Next verse.
In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us.
The righteous requirement of the law had been met. Keep that word in your heart till Thursday. It means that you will enter things you are not entitled to by law. No, do you understand that? Why? You will get into places of favor, which by law, you're looking for an example, Joseph. By law, a slave does not become a prime minister. No, but in the house of Potiphar, the righteous requirement, in that Joseph saw Potiphar's wife and the flesh would have weakened the law, and he said, I cannot do this and sin against God. Right? The righteous requirement of the law was met. But it didn't start there for Joseph. It started when they took his cloth of many colors and dipped it in the blood. Proverbial. But he had to stand with that God in the house of Potiphar. All these righteous requirements were met. Look at how much pain he had to go through. The righteous requirement was met. Then this guy will operate another law. No, you know how I know it's another law? Listen. What took Joseph to the palace was a dream. It wasn't even real yet. It existed in the spirit. A law had been passed there. That as for Egypt in that season, there will be famine. The spirit has passed the law. You're not listening to me. There are laws that we don't know now coming to the economy that the spirit is already passed. Now, the man who will interpret it has to be a man of the law. They train magicians in their school. Egypt school, Babylon school. They trade them out to be magicians, soothsayers, palm readers. And on this earth, because people have sinned, these witches and wizards, they can tap into them and know about their future. Because they have sinned. So there is a law also that sinners can decode the future of a sinner. Are you listening to me? It's a law. But God looked at everything and said, I cannot promote my son with this because every magician were already savvy. They were already Harvard graduates. They know how to deal with the economy. They read economics for many years from Cambridge. So the law in this world, which causes the problem of this world, they can approach it. They can try to solve it. They have understanding of those problems. God said, I know what to do. I'm going to bring a superior law. It's the law of the spirit. So now, Pharaoh dreams spiritual. And he looks for a person. It looks for a person in that realm. And all those who were trained cannot answer the question. But there's a man of the spirit, Malia Kataya. This guy had been in prison. This guy has been bullied by Potiphar's wife. He was actually in prison for being lied against, upholding the law of the spirit. The law of the spirit dictates that it doesn't matter where you are. You will reach where you need to go to when all roads are shut against the nation. What the devil is trying to make you do, through parent, community, whatever, what they are trying to make you do is to abandon the law of the spirit and embrace the law of sin and death. So God brought a divine order, and all those who were trained in school could not solve the problem. They needed a prisoner. They needed a slave. But this guy works in the law of the spirit of life. And he was able to interpret the dream of Pharaoh. He was able to tell Pharaoh what he saw. I was able to tell Pharaoh what that means. I was able to tell Pharaoh what to do. Remember what he saw, what it means, and what to do. Do you know that's what God is implanting in you from this weekend? I can't hear a believing amen. You will see what royalty sees. Are you hearing me? You will be able to tell them what it means, and you'll be able to tell them what to do. His spiritual things. The flesh keeps you in the realm of man. It's the law of the spirit. Quickly, let's finish this scripture. And I'm going to ask some of you to come join the spirit walk. That's the walk to walk. A carnal man interprets everything with carnality. Everything. Look, Satan knows how long a carnal man is excited for. He'll just press your baby mama and he knows all your world will come crashing. He knows. It's not carnal. It's a spirit. So it takes a spirit to tame a spirit, guys. It takes an unrelenting spiritual man. You know what annoys the devil most is the fact that man can deal with him. And when it comes to spark, what annoys him more is that man can ignore him and tell him, do your worst. I'm a spiritual man. We don't increase by counting money, you know. We print it. You print problems. Problems are currencies. So they say this nation today has this problem, currency. That is your own money, a man of the spirit. Are you listening to me? Remove this stage, please. You didn't finish it. A man of the spirit. Talk to me.
Might be fully met in us.
Uh-huh.
Who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
Is there anyone else who do not live according to the flesh? If you are not, what I'm asking you to do this afternoon is disable the flesh. Yeah. Disable it. Don't let money tell you what to do with it. You tell it. Disable it. That the righteous requirement of the law might be met in us who do not live according. We don't think according. And someone is pressing you with all manner of advice. They want to yoke you with their flesh. They don't know they are working for the master of the world at the time. They just think they are being wise. So they are pulling you down. Disable it. Finish this scripture, please.
Those who live according to their flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires.
Don't just tell me you sinned. You taught sin before. Don't just tell me you prospered then. You taught prosperity before. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live according in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Go on quickly.
The mind governed by the flesh.
Oh my God. You see the word governed there?
Yes, sir.
The mind was... So there is kingdom of God and there is kingdom of flesh. In the kingdom of flesh, the law rules. Satan didn't get involved. Satan never got involved. You are rebuking the wrong person. Satan just set Adam up. And he watched God do. He watched God set the law in place. Satan is not chasing you. The law is chasing you. How do you disable that law? Enter into the law of the Spirit of life. Stop binding. Bind who? Satan? You're joking. You can't bind the law of sin and death. God operates wherever he sees the law of sin and death. But can I tell you something? God operates whenever he sees the law of sin and death. Satan set those two people up like Balaam and Balak did. He said, I can't curse them. Oh my God. Balaam could not curse the children of Israel. He said, I can't curse them. But if you set strange women among them, their God will curse them. And when the children of Israel fell for that, God said, I have no choice. Because it's a law. Are you listening to me? So I know how to negate laws. Why are you not always fighting Satan in this church? I know whatever we want and has not happened yet is because we have not activated a law of life in Christ Jesus. So we keep digging the word. We keep digging the word. We are looking for the law. Are you listening to me? This law of life. And I sat with the word, said, this cannot be right. I'm looking. There's a law of life that I've not activated. All my sowing was to activate that law so that I can understand the word. Because it said, bring all your tithe that there may be food. So I need to give that so that I can activate something. Are you listening to me? God told me to tell you every business has a divine law. Crypto has a divine law. It has not just been revealed to you yet. Focus. There's a law. Those of you in legal practice, there's a law that is superior to what you learn in school. You don't need to practice to be rich, my friend. You just find the law. There's a law of the Spirit of life. That's what this week is about. So winning is a law of the Spirit of life. You increase in a portioned lifespan because you win souls. Because God needs you here. Finish this scripture. I want to stop now. I want you to start getting ready. If you want to give your life to Christ and you want to enter this life, you could have entered church and be here for 7 years and never entered that life. What would happen is you begin to grumble inside you against people. They didn't help me. They don't love me. They didn't know. Because you are operating every law you activated by serving, you disable by doubting. Finish this scripture. We can't even read the message. It's, time is gone.
The mind governed by the flesh.
It's a government. The flesh is a government. The flesh is a government. Did you hear me? The flesh is a government. It governs people. It sits on them. It controls them. It tells them when to even read the Bible. A prophet says, I receive, but the mind says, I govern you. Because if you really receive the millionaire status, you will not go out and not do anything. But it's a mind governed. It is not a mouth governed. It's a mind. Finish this.
The mind talk. Governed by the flesh is death.
It's what?
Death.
Talk to me now. The mind governed by the flesh is already dead. What is the flesh? Again, when you get back home, type Toby Adebwega, SoundCloud, subdue the flesh. Read on, sister, quickly.
But the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.
Oh my God. But the life governed, that's another government. By the spirit is life and wholeness, peace.
The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God.
It doesn't like God. It doesn't like it. It can speak about him, but it doesn't care. No matter what the mind governed by the flesh is now, it doesn't mean anything. It's hostile. It cannot receive divine things. Yes, ma'am.
It does not submit to God's law.
In submission is found in the mind governed by the flesh. The Bible says submit one to another. It cannot do it. Submission is not in his diary. It says it, but it can't do it. Why? Because there's another government over our mind. There's a government over that church. So they cannot break out of religion. There is a government. But God is going to dethrone every government tonight. Because, look at this. Next verse. Now, can it do so? Verse 8, quickly.
Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God.
Kataya. It calls the flesh a realm. It did not say those who are in the body of the flesh. It said those who are in the realm.
Yes.
What's the meaning of a realm? Pastor Dami, quickly. Those who are in the realm. You know, you can be in the body and not be in their realm. So I see my parents every day, my dad and mom and my school colleagues, I'm in their body, but I'm not in their realm. So our language is different. And what we see is different. What we speak is different because we are not in the same realm. Those who are in the realm, the results you are getting is because of the realm you are operating from. I'm not from this realm. I have this body. But it's a different realm. What does realm say, Pastor Dami? Quickly. No?
Yes, sir. Two definitions, sir.
Tell me.
A royal jurisdiction.
It is a world's jurisdiction. So when you step into where you are born, it's a realm. They already told you. I told you, banks, listen to me, so that when I tell you to come and give your life to this realm, banks already know how far you will go in their system because of where you were born. I saw it in their boardroom. They said, S-E, da-da-da, 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 was where he was born. It can't. It can't. It's a realm. They told you in that realm. A world jurisdiction.
Or extent of government.
Or extent of government. So the first thing I did for myself is when I realized what God is calling me to, sever, cut off people from a different realm. They can be Christians. But they are in the world's realm. They are within a jurisdiction that is alien to the world. You see, the word of God is a realm. The Bible is a realm. It's a world with jurisdiction, but without limits. Spark Nation, are you listening to me? There is no way you cannot reach. There is no way you cannot change. There is no nation you cannot transform. Because of the realm. The realm. Finish the definition of realm quickly. I want to close.
The second one.
Second one.
A field or domain of activity or interest.
Ah, I love. Did you see that? A field
or domain.
Or domain
of activity or interest.
So you have a gold interest. You have an engineering field. It's a realm. I don't care how difficult engineering is. If I have a Tammy or a Nathan or an Harry there, and he understands that whatever they say in that realm is none of his business. Did you see the men who created or invented light, power? You know they were like in another realm. They are like mad people. You know, people thought they lost their mind. Like something is wrong with them. So talk to your neighbor and say, something is wrong with me because of the realm I walk in. They got mad. They called them mad. They admitted these guys in hospitals because they said there can be electricity. I don't know what you are saying this afternoon, but because you are from another realm, it's a realm of glory. You know, this midweek, I will show you the realm we came from. It's a realm. Ah, I love Jesus' word. When Jesus uses words like abide in me, it's enter my realm. Don't come visiting. Stay there. So, as a child, when I read abide, it means he has home there. It is not divine visitation. There is home there. There is life there. Wait. In that realm, there is field for planting and harvesting. There is farmland. In him. That's why I said my father is the gardener. You are in this realm, there is a lot of field for farmers. So I'm not sowing like a carnal man. I'm a realm sower. A fleshy man sows according to what they have. But you say a realm man sows according to what the realm needs. God, please allow some few hundreds to hear the voice, my voice in this generation, because if you really hear it and understand it, you're going to change the face of the world forever. Realm is particular fields and interest. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Can I drop one more bomb? Okay, show me Hebrews 11:6 without removing this. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Quickly now, Hebrews 11:4.
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
For without faith. So I understand Joseph now. It's not without confession. It is without faith. Those who are in the flesh cannot please him. Faith is supernatural. You know what faith is? Faith is not what you want. It's what he wants. Ability to hear what he wants. So when he woke me up and said, give 100K to so ministry, and I had not 1K. It wasn't talking to me from the realm of the flesh. It was talking from the realm he expects me to be living in. Because if he spoke to me from the realm of the flesh, he already knows that I don't have 100K. But in our realm, he knows I have more than 100K. So how do I activate what I have in that realm here? It says without faith. James then said faith without works. So what do I do? He said 100K. I said, okay, Lord, I've got 1K remaining on me. I've got faith. So I took 1K and sold everything, remaining 99K. Because in this realm, I must make that statement so that I can please the governor of that realm. So James was talking something deeper. He said, faith without works. He uses a spiritual thing and a carnal thing. You didn't hear me? He uses something that is supernatural. He connects it to this realm. And says, you see, what happens in your realm, the way to bring it to this realm, the bridge is faith. So how did I end up giving the 100K? 5K today. 10 tomorrow. And I said, okay, Lord, I've obeyed you. He said, no reward, you are fine. Now give another 50. That's our realm. In our realm, abide in me and let the law of our realm abide in you. No, you will read it as abide in me and let my word abide in you. The laws of God are perfect. His word is his law. That's what governs that realm. In other words, you can walk in that realm 24/7. Because, no, he told you to walk in that word. He said your word is a light, electricity power unto my feet, and a lamp, oil and burning fire unto my path, my path. No, you don't understand that. He uses light and lamp, power, and oil, the anointing, but he brings it to path. How do I pave my way in life? Your law, your word is a light unto my feet and a light unto my path. So I've got the anointing and I've got power. Talking about another realm. I'm not able to get to 11. Those who walk in the flesh, they cannot please God. Only God will wake you up one day and say, pack your bag and go now to conquer and go to this and go to that. If you are in the flesh, you cannot do it. Not the business people. It will open your eyes from now to another dimension. But if you're in the realm of the flesh, you cannot see, because now you're just chasing that girl or that guy or who is going to do this, and you forget that God can raise you at the age of 16 to finance his work all over the world. Because that's why he called you here. In you, all the nations. Let's try and get to 11 if we can.
You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh.
Tell your neighbor, I am not. I refuse to be in the realm of the flesh.
But are in the realm of the spirit.
It didn't say you will come into the realm of the spirit. Shaliata. When you gave your life to Christ, you came into another realm. So that's why Satan will set up agents to bring you down here. Tell them, I'm not coming back down. I will stay in this realm. What keeps you down here? Too many friends. Too many news. Too many social media. Too many. Look, in our realm where I come from, we ride on problems. Problems don't ride on us. Problem is our currency. It's like a skateboard in the middle of the sea. Have you seen them before? Those who are trying to maneuver. There are people trying to maneuver the seas. The realm we come from. Problem does not limit us. We limit problems. We tell problems, now. You've done enough. Don't pass this side. It's a realm. So when a problem is increasing and it's unrepentant, I'll take money that I have left and set the boundaries I say, I'm not asking you not to do stuff. I'm just saying this is your boundary now, because the only proper thing you understand is currency. Give the flesh thing. You don't understand what Jesus was saying when he said, give to Caesar. Forget what is Caesar. Just think about give to Caesar. Too late in the day. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but in the realm of the spirit. If
indeed
the spirit
of God lives in you.
And
if anyone does not have the
spirit. Repeat, anyone. Talk to me, Pastor Faye. Don't sleep on me.
And if anybody,
pastor, bishop, reverend sister, if anyone does not do what?
Does not have the spirit of Christ.
Ikaliata, if anyone does not have the spirit of God, what is that person?
They do not belong to Christ.
Forget about Christ. If anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, they do not belong. Anointing oil will not make you belong. The blessing of your Father in the Lord will not make you belong. If anyone does not have. So check on your neighbor and say, do you have the spirit? Oh, is the spirit a weird thing to you? If you don't belong and you are sowing, it's going to be a problem. Oh my God. But if I belong and I'm a sower, Shaliata, are you ready to worship this evening? Let me tell you, this nation belongs to you. Why? You are from another realm. You call me out upon the waters. Great unknown. Where feet may fail. Where feet may fail.